Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Instead of the usual segment of me ranting and raving, Turbocharge client Michael Scott has graciously agreed to share his story. He is such a great example of how no effort is really wasted. And also, what happens when you stop chasing and start getting strategic. Sometimes we work on one thing and we find out later that it applies in all sorts of other areas. Here's Michael.
I wanted to just share a little bit about my story from going back to years ago. You'll probably remember when we worked together, and man, I got just amazing value from our investment of time. And now that I look back over the years, it occurred to me that what we worked on it seems like quite some time ago, was actually portable and a key contributing factor to the success that I'm currently having with my work as a thought expert and writer in the Bitcoin and blockchain realm. It occurred to me in the area that I spend most of my time, I am a full-time freelance journalist, there was indeed a amazing niche that if I could write it out would provide me with a wealth of opportunity. And so I immediately went back, began to think about my trajectory at that point. The thing that really bothered me was the fact that I was kind of one of these generalist writers. Wherever I could find an assignment, I would just go and chase it. And it occurred to me that in chasing it, it seemed like not only was a lot of these opportunities that I was chasing were running away from me, which when you chase things, but I was lost in this area that I absolutely hated. You know, many of us don't like selling. And what I determined is the reason why I didn't like sales was the fact that I felt like I was competing, having to compete with endless folks that were writers in all of these very general areas that were all trying to, you know, get these assignments that were posted on these various writer boards. So it was at that time that I think I stumbled upon something, Vicki, that was from our work from years ago, and I recall you saying that, you know, and really emphasizing the importance of dominating your market. And with that, I made the commitment to drop all of the other writing I was doing and really focus on this really narrow, esoteric, broad niche, which was Bitcoin and blockchain technology, and under kind of the umbrella of cryptocurrencies is another name for it, or digital currency. That was going to be my lane, and as long as I stayed in that lane, it was all going to be okay. I just had this feeling. And starting out, I have to admit, was a bit challenging because, you know, I was essentially starting at the bottom. I recall being paid $50 an article and thinking to myself, how in the world am I going to live? I'm going to have to write, 400 or 500 articles over the course of the year in order to just kind of break even. But I just kind of set that aside and said, I'm going to be a master of my craft, and what I need to do is practice. I need to practice writing. I need to practice being not good, but great. I wanted to be great. I wanted to be world-class, and that involved really creating value. But before I could create that, I had to continue my eye on, number one, really defining my territory. And I can't tell you the number of hours that I put in just doing deep dive research in terms of this, again, esoteric field. I was like one of the first journalists in this space, one of the first people that was to step into this very, very narrow realm that nobody seemed to really know much about. This was the long game. It was still going to take time to get to where I needed to be in order to make a income. As a result of the articles that I was putting out, people were finding me. And that, to this day, what's occurring, because I have established a level of expertise in a very, very rare niche that, as a writer, I have no competition, which is the coolest part of this whole thing. Requests for assignments. Again, I'm no longer chasing, but I'm attracting new business. And all of that came, again, from defining my narrow territory, playing the long game. Hey, folks, it's not going to happen right out of the gate. You know, it's a real test to your commitment. I love Vicki to death. I encourage you to do work with Vicki. She is world class, and I recall this from years ago, Vicki saying, you know, you got this world of abundant. Abundant meaning your status quo versus those that really succeed in this game are those that aim to become experts and become world class at their craft.
Aw, thanks, Michael. You're making me blush. But seriously, he makes some great points here. In a room filled with freelance writers and journalists, it's hard to be seen as a thought leader. With strategy and perseverance, Michael has done just that. And think about it. Who wants so many opportunities they don't have to market anymore? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.